Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Jonathan Orenstein, he is the executive director and founder of International Holocaust Survivor Day. Seems highly appropriate to talk about this in the context of Yom HaShoah happening in only a couple of hours. Jonathan, thank you for being with us on 101.9 Chai FM this afternoon.
Pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
Talk to me about Holocaust Survivors Day. What is that?
Well, living here in Krakow, in Poland, and running the JCC, which is what I do, we're in contact with a lot of Holocaust survivors, and we are down the road from Auschwitz, so survivors and the Holocaust is never really far from our minds, really, or from our hearts. And during Corona, during this difficult period when we've been working so hard to take care of our local survivors, we were thinking about the idea of how much we learn from them, how much they mean to us, and really that there's no day specifically only for them. There's Yom HaShoah, which, as you said, is starting in a couple hours. There's International Holocaust Remembrance Day on January 27th, which commemorates the liberation of Auschwitz, of course. But those are days which are somewhat focused on the survivors along with other things, but there's no day just for the survivors. So we thought that there should be a special day, which is not about the Nazis and not about different possible things that could have happened in World War II, but just a day to celebrate, to honor the survivors, to show them how much we care about them, how much they've taught us, and these important lessons that we'll take with us when the survivors are no longer with us in a few years.
So what day is it? When will it be celebrated, and how will it be celebrated?
It will be celebrated. We picked June 26th. June 26th is the birthday of Marian Turski, who is a very well-known Polish Holocaust survivor who's 94 years old, still very involved in our community and sort of one of the sort of leading international voices still speaking about the Holocaust from Poland. And it so we thought we wanted to honor him by having it on his birthday. And it will be celebrated in all different ways. I think the importance for us is that different communities around the world will adopt this day and use it as a day to focus on their survivors. So it can be a day of teaching, a day of learning, a day where survivors will meet with students, will meet with young people. It can also be a day in some communities, as we know, many survivors are still in need. You have survivors that are living in poverty. So I would hope that the day can also be a day in different communities where in those communities where that's a problem, then it could be a day to help raise awareness and raise money and help support those survivors. So I think it's just a day for survivors and about survivors, and however different communities around the world want to celebrate it, that's perfectly fine with us.
Jonathan, to have gone through the experience that they went through, the unimaginable, and then continuing to live, and not just continuing to live, to continue to live with purpose. You know, these people didn't sit back and do nothing. They contributed. Do you want to perhaps highlight some contributions made by survivors in the last 80 years?
I mean, you're exactly right. I think that's really a key point. And when you think about the survivors, their lives have sort of mirrored the trajectory of the Jewish people. You know, throughout our history, there have been, the Holocaust is, of course, not the first tragedy that has befallen our people. Pogroms and the Inquisition and, thousands of years of, a couple thousand years of anti-Semitism. And yet, throughout all of that, we don't stop being Jewish. We don't run away from Judaism. We gravitate toward it even more. And I think that the survivors really represent the best in all of us, this resilience of the human spirit. And survivors went and picked up their lives and moved all around the world after the Holocaust, and some even stayed in Poland and just became leading lights in all different avenues of human endeavor, and including, I think most importantly, they became moral pillars in a certain sense. It was these signs of this idea that no matter what happens to you in life, whether as an individual or as a community or as a people, then there's always hope. The fact that they could pick up their lives after what they've been through, I think always gives us hope.
I hear you, and I want to internalize that, and I want to believe that, and yet I look at what's happening in Europe today, and I see increased anti-Semitism all over the place. I'm looking at a survivor who happens to be a senator for life in the Italian parliament and who receives abusive hate mail pretty much daily. How are they coping with this increased phenomenon of anti-Semitism in Europe?
It's very difficult for everyone. I mean, I think it's not such a black and white situation in Europe. You know, life is thriving in many places, Poland included. But I think the idea that certain lessons of the Holocaust weren't learned. I think there was an idea after the Holocaust that we see what happens when we allow hatred and indifference to run amok and not to be stopped, and that was the result of that was the Holocaust. And this idea that there is still anti-Semitism, but not only anti-Semitism, there's still racism and xenophobia and still homophobia and all of these other things that are very similar to anti-Semitism and along the same line of intolerance, I think is very upsetting to all of us, and particularly upsetting to Holocaust survivors because of what they went through, the idea that they live in a world where 75 years later, we still have anti-Semitism is something for them that is very difficult.
Yeah, and I'm perhaps going to put you in a difficult situation because I know you're speaking to me from Poland. I wasn't aware of that. I thought you were in Israel, so that is interesting. But, I mean, you've got a Polish government who is politicizizing the Holocaust. They are telling what you can and can't study and how you can and can't study it. I mean, that has to be an issue for concern.
It's absolutely an issue for concern. I think it's far more to do with the Polish inability to see themselves in a role beyond heroes and victims and less to do with, with anti-Semitism or any type of persecution of Jews. We, the Jewish community in Poland, have a very good situation. We have a very good relation, you know, with the government, although we take issue with many things that they do, but we feel very safe here. We feel very integrated into the community. We don't have a lot of the security issues that you have in many places around the world. We can walk around here safely as Jews with kippot on Shabbat or whenever our buildings are not under attack or fortresses. So we have a very positive situation, but of course the issue of Holocaust commemoration, Holocaust memory in Poland is a very difficult issue on many levels.
Final issue that I want to raise with you this afternoon is I had the privilege of living in Melbourne for some time, a community which is full of survivors. Very interesting for me because South Africa doesn't have many. We're not affected that much by the Holocaust as the Australian Jewish community was. And what I found really remarkable was that whole second generation survival syndrome. I don't even know how to refer to it correctly, but is that something that you are aware of, support and assist with?
Yeah, we do. Survivors themselves receive help around the world, not always enough. You know, the claims conference, gives them financial support. They get checks that, you know, essentially come from the German government. So they receive support, but often their children who are in need, whether it's financial need or psychological services, they're very often in need, and there isn't necessarily an automatic framework for providing them with that need. And you know, it was, if you think about what the survivors went through and the fact, the miracle that they were then optimistic enough to go and start families and have children, that's amazing. But very often those children had a tough time of it dealing, you know, because of their parents and what they've gone through. So they do need a lot of help. And we in Krakow and around the world, you know, hopefully that second generation is getting the help. We try here to provide it as best we can.
What a fascinating discussion. Jonathan, thank you for talking to me this afternoon. I really appreciate it. We might have to touch base closer to the 26th of June so that you'll just remind us closer to the time that we need to acknowledge Holocaust Survivor Day.
Fantastic. It'd be my pleasure. Thank you.